This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Sophie Suleiman. First name is Sophie, S-O-F-I, S-O-F-Y. Last name is Suleiman, S-O-L-I-M-A-N, Sophie Suleiman. Date of birth 6/24/1942. This letter is being written to Dr. Philip C. First name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. Last name is C-T-S-E-C. Address 373 South Redwood Avenue, San Jose, California 95128. Telephone number 408-261-3739. Fax number 408-261-3737. Dear Dr. Philip C., P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name C-T-S-E-C. Thank you for asking me to see this 81-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. You are quite, as you know, she has multiple medical problems and is seeing many different physicians. And is being appropriately managed with the many different medications, period. I was lucky to get her daughter to interpret all the history and other relevant information about this lady, period. Sophie has been having ongoing problem with possible excessive sweating and nasal drainage and mucus formation, period. She does not smoke and is not exposed to any other possible allergens at home, period. Her sneezing, her taste and smell are normal. There is no history of any nasal bleeding or significant itching or sneezing, period. She does have a cat, but that does not seem to be a problem, period. There is no carpet in the bedroom, period. Her environment is quite non-allergic except for cat, and we will do some appropriate testing, period. She has seen ENT physician and I believe had CT scan, and that was normal, but I was not able to confirm this report, and I told the family to go and see ENT physician again if the problem does not seem to get any better, period. She has used Flonase and Zyrtec with some benefit, period. She has also used DayQuil and NyQuil with some improvement, period. Examination was completely normal except for dry nostrils and period. I believe she has chronic non-specific rhinitis and excessive mucus formation, and that might very well be due to effect of many different medications that she is taking, period. She appeared quite well and healthy for her age, period. New paragraph, allergy testing was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergic etiology for these symptoms, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I believe most of her symptoms are non-specific and do not are not as a result of any allergies, period. My final diagnosis: chronic non-specific rhinitis and many other medical problems, period. My treatment plan: number one, drink a lot of warm water and gargle frequently. Number two, certainly she can use Zyrtec, which is quite helpful for these symptoms. Number three, DayQuil and NyQuil only once daily may be appropriate, although I recommended that NyQuil not be used if she's using Zyrtec, period. Flonase certainly can be used if there is any nasal obstruction, period. I have also recommended that she see ENT physician and perhaps review her condition and see if any other intervention is necessary, period. I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Sophie Solomon.